Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Dash!
Halloween slash and dash. It's more like an international slash and dash because we're literally slashing and then we're dashing off across the world.
Well, it's funny that you should say that because I am going to Krakow today and my story is from Krakow.
Ooh, is it the Holocaust?
No. So I did it different. I don't know if you noticed because you probably didn't look, but I didn't do three stories this time. I gave them a choice of what they wanted. So I put ghost story.
Oh.
I put regular what we normally do. And then I put super gory true crime. What do you think they picked?
Super gory.
Yeah. So it's your fault. Just a word of warning. This is disgusting.
Oh, super gory.
Super gory.
Ooh.
It's bad.
And to be fair, I prefer it to a ghost because I am quite scared of ghosts.
Yeah, well, we'll see how we go.
Oh, dear.
So this is the story of Katarzyna Zawada, although I did see on Reddit that her name may have been Zawada and it was wrongly reported at the time. But she was a 23-year-old student living with her mum in Krakow in Poland. She studied religion. Widely reported she didn't have many friends. Bit of a diss there. And her father...
Yeah, widely reported as well, just like...
It's like in every single thing that I looked at, I was like, yeah, she didn't have any friends.
Zero friends.
Sat on her own in lectures, they made a point of...
Yeah, but sometimes sitting on your own in lecture is the only way to get through it, isn't it? I hated sitting next to people in lectures.
Well, she was 23, so she's probably a bit older than the other students as well. If I went back to uni now, 100% I would be on my own.
Yeah, definitely. Well, even when I went... I did an A-level separate to all my friends, so I had to do it with the year below. And I didn't talk to any of them. They all thought I was such a bitch. I was like, I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
I'm not here to fuck about. Yeah, I need an A-level, double time.
So her father had died in 1996. So she had struggled with that and had been diagnosed with depression. And she was seeing a psychologist for treatment. And she had actually made some suicide attempts previously as well. So it was her mother's first thought that might be the problem when she didn't turn up to therapy on November the 12th, 1998. So her mother reported her missing straight away. So police found that Katarzyna had been missing lectures during the 2 weeks before her disappearance. So they thought that was suspect and they thought it was probably evidence of her having a secret relationship.
I was going to say, it's probably evidence that she actually found some friends. Because as soon as that happens at uni, you're going to sack off whatever you're going to.
So they thought she'd obviously met someone new. And then her friends, when they should have some friends, because they did go and ask some people that she hung around with, and they said that she only talked about this one man that she knew, but he was a male friend, and then they went to speak to him, he had an alibi and he didn't know anything about her disappearance, and I don't think he'd been overly involved with her any more than usual, and it wasn't really suspect. So January the 17th, 1999, so this is the next year, but it's about 3 months later,
If she survived, like, wherever she was, it must have been warm, because Krakow in January is horrendously cold.
She didn't survive in spades. Oh. So a tugboat operator is sort of going down...
I thought she was our killer.
No. So he was going down the... I think it was the river or the sea, I don't know.
The Danube.
Yeah, and he gets something stuck in the propeller. So he opens the hatch.
I don't know, just guessing a river.
I feel like I should be doing this in a creepy voice, but then I feel like...
He looked in... But I was trying to model using short sentences for suspense for my kids. And I was like, so then he looked into the door. Whatever. He looked into the room. His hand reached up. Nothing. Then I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, I'm just making
it up. Yeah.
I'm just saying things short and weird. Like, that's
it. Yeah, I put something on the board and it's like, describe this dog using a simile. And they're like, what color is the dog? I'm like, there is no dog.
Give us more information. Yeah.
Just want you to use a simile. So he finds something stuck on the propeller and he opens the hatch to remove it, and he expects it to be a tree branch because it happens fairly regularly, but he finds like a pale sack like object that doesn't smell very nice. So then he notices it has a human ear on it. So he reports the object and gives it to the police, and they find it is the skin of Katrazina.
So it's a sack with an ear on.
So basically it's her, she's been skinned.
So it's big skin flap. Like the whole body. Like.
So, yeah. So It's her torso, her ears, and her thighs. No face, no nipples. And it had been in the water for about 2 to 3 weeks.
That.
I mean, I did say it was gory.
Ooh, that really did turn my stomach. The weird skin sack.
Literally disgusting. So a week later, they also find a leg floating near a dam. Not Adam, like a dam. So then May 31st, police have a call from an elderly man who lives in a little village just outside Krakow. Now, he said that he thought his grandson had murdered someone. So police go to his house, and in the basement, they find the body of a 50-year-old man hanging, beheaded, and the skin from his head and face had been removed and then re-sewn into a mask.
And the granddad thought, this is a possible murder.
So,
surely he didn't say, I think he's murdered someone. She must have been like, he's mutilating bodies. That I know for sure, but do not accuse him of murder.
Well, there's
until
more.
Until we have the evidence.
Well, the thing is, the person who did it didn't think he'd notice, and I'll explain why. So, the actual head...
He'd made a mask out of the face.
And he dropped the head outside the house. Mm. So, the murderer was a Russian guy called Vladimir, and the victim was his father. So, the Vladimir is the grandson of the guy. And so, there's three generations of men.
So, the granddad found his own son.
No, yeah, but he didn't see the body. What Vladimir had done is he'd cut off the skin and then he'd worn it as a mask and then gone up to speak to his granddad, who had poor eyesight, pretending to be his dad.
What?
And
he wore the
clearly his eyesight was good enough to notice.
He's wearing
a flesh mask.
Wait, so he didn't come across the body. He rang the police after. He was like, he talked to me with a skin mask on. I think he might kill.
That's the story I've got.
Oh my God.
So.
Because like they do that in Game of Thrones where you cuts off people's faces and wears them. But it's always very clean.
Yeah,
and like it just plops on like a little rubber mask and she just swoops it off like a little silken scarf. But actually, if you've skinned her face.
Oh God. Also. And sewed it up so you've got like the sewy eyes.
Like close them up.
I imagine so.
Also, the skin doesn't make the features. Do you know? Like, your bones and fat and everything and your muscles make the features. So it's just your face with more.
Oh, yeah, and gross, like.
It's just your face, but gross.
Yeah. Oh.
And he was like popped upstairs, like, oh, let's see if he recognizes me.
So
guess who?
He killed his father.
Lad.
He said he killed his father because his father had cheated on his mother. And he didn't like him for it.
I feel like there's a hierarchy of punishments.
Yeah.
And wearing your face.
Unreasonable.
Yeah.
So there wasn't any evidence linked to him and Katrazina.
Oh, I thought you were going to say any evidence linked to him and the murder. Well, tell that to the skin lass.
No, him and Katrazina. But they had gone to the same university at the same time, but they hadn't been in any classes together. So it is largely considered two people have been skinned within the space of a year.
Did he this begin to look guy. Weirdly similar to her?
No.
Oh, okay.
So then that was it. He went to prison for 25 years, I assume just for the murder of his father, not for Katrazina. But there's not a lot of this. I mean, most of this I got from Reddit. So it could all be pure bullshit, if we're being honest.
Maybe.
But
because it is really bizarre. Like, even, like, really intense serial killers that we hear about, like, it's not often to skin them.
Well, that's the thing. It's so specific. And it was both in Krakow within a year. However, 1 year ago from now, so 2017, Robert J., a 52-year-old man from Krakow, was arrested for the murder of Katrazina. So, if this is right, the other guy didn't do it.
So, if everyone on Reddit is telling the truth.
Yeah. So, he had a childhood history of abuse because his mother was super religious. I wonder if that was part of it. She was studying religious studies, which I thought was weird. Because I thought, who studies religious studies? Either this be religious.
This wasn't a creepy pasta, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It looked more legitimate than that. Okay. But... so he had a really weirdly religious mother, and then Katrazina was studying religious studies, and I wondered if that was maybe like a thing, like an Ed Gein-y type thing. Anyway, so he'd also, as part of his military service, which I assume they must do in Poland then, he'd performed autopsies as part of that, which seems like a weirdly thing for someone who's untrained to do. But apparently that's what he did. So he had actually been seeing Katrazina in like sort of like relationshipy way, but she had, I think she'd fallen more for him than he had for her. Apparently she'd gone on a diet and changed her hair color to please him. So he was like, oh, I like blondes, and she'd gone blonde and then tried to get super skinny for him. And then police believe that he had visited her flat, said, oh, let's go up to my summer house, which was outside of Krakow, and then taken her to the basement, tortured her, and then skinned her while she was still alive. And they said that in that basement, it would, even if she was screaming, it was quite an isolated area. It was all summer houses, and it wasn't summer, so probably no one would have heard her screaming. And I mean, I don't know where they got this from, but they hypothesized that he'd probably worn the skin afterwards.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
I would say that face mask was the last one. You'd go for, like, if you were going to skin someone and wear it, socks, gloves, easy, like, pull-on objects.
I mean, I just wouldn't do it. There's true. Some really good Halloween costumes. But there's
no costumes. Tailoring involved in that, is what I'm saying.
I mean, you can get pretty, like, there's some good Halloween stuff online. Like, you do not
need... for skin bodies.
Well, no, but I mean, like, if you want to look scary.
Oh, I thought you meant there's good alternatives.
Well, there are.
To looking scary, not to for wearing scary. Skin.
Yeah. But then, say, so, then I looked, I couldn't really find any update. On Reddit, there was a bit more about him. So I looked at the comments. I mean, this could all just be some single, I mean, they're always single men on Reddit. Some single men eating popcorn in front of their computer covered in bacon grease.
Oh, God.
But they were saying, these single men, that he apparently had worked for a zoology department and killed all the rabbits for no reason. He's also, part of the case against him, were that there were marks on the leg that they found that could only have been made by someone who knew martial arts, and he knew martial arts. Which
they, what marks were they?
Exactly.
Unless it was like... Chinese characters. I don't understand.
I don't. Well, they didn't understand
only
either.
Only knew martial arts.
But they said that one of the theories for that is that they knew it was him, but they didn't have any evidence against him, so they were trying to scare him by saying, we know you do martial arts. And then, but then, like, how would you know? It's ridiculous. He also had a notebook with names and addresses of women in. But
that's maybe the 19 that... for you.
Yeah, it's just an address book. And he renovated his bathroom soon after she disappeared, and he used to visit the grave quite a lot and write letters and leave them there. But then,
okay, but then he did date her.
Yeah, but apparently the letters knew things.
The letters say your skin felt so warm.
Yeah, like things only the killer would know. Maybe not that obvious, but so, I mean, either way, this girl's had a horrific time of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's been caught. Even though it's Halloween, I didn't want to do an Unsolved. But I'm sorry that's really gory, but you did ask for it. I hope that satisfied
unsolved.
You all.
Potentially fiction, but it's definitely solved.
So have a happy Halloween, and don't do anything with your skin.
Yeah, just keep it on. Like, if you want to the sensation of peeling skin, just cover yourself in PVA and wait 5 minutes. That's the alternative. That's going to be my rehabilitation program for mutilators. Just tell someone. In fact, I don't want to run it, but there's the idea. Someone else take the idea and you run with it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.